started the episode. Hello and welcome back to the episode. I have to clear my throat. Hold on. Oh my gosh. Been a bit. My throat is so dry. How are we doing today? How are you guys doing? I missed you guys. I'm so happy I'm more consistent now with my episodes. I'm your host, as you guys know. You know, we go through this every day. It's the 10th episode. Come on. You know this by now. Josh Stuckman, your host, the Everything Guide podcast, giving you the real talk about mental health, self-improvement, and relationships. And today's episode is all about your relationship with yourself, giving more to yourself, and caring less about what's going on around you. Because we're all carrying baggage that we don't need. Before we get into that, I don't know, how are you guys doing? What's going on? Want you guys to tell me how you're doing. I'll give you guys like a couple seconds now. I'll just be like, how you doing? What's going on? Tell me. Yeah. I give you guys like no time to talk. Anyways, back to me. This is my podcast, not yours. Little life update. I'm alive. We're alive. Things are going on. Nothing, like, serious is happening. I'm living, you know, very happy for that. Not that there was a chance I wouldn't be, but, like, you guys know how it'd be. So, I'm doing all right. School is still happening, obviously. Very stressful. I've had a headache all day. Have classes tomorrow. Not excited for that or what's happening afterwards. If you know, you know, but things have been going surprisingly really well. It's part of why I wanted to make this episode. I've been caring a lot less about like what's going on around me and what people think. And it just feels so much better. I just feel great. That's why I wanted to make this episode. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I made this on a whim. Not even 20 minutes ago, I was thinking, I was like, so what should this episode be about? Cause I have a list of episode, ideas. That honestly, I never even use. Like, if I pulled them up now, like, if we look at it, let's look at it, actually. If we pull this up, I literally have, like, over 20 ideas for episodes, maybe even more than that, and I've only used, like, 5. Some of them haven't even been released. Like, some of the episodes I have, and I just haven't. They're just not. Anyways, I just have so many plans for other episodes, and I just don't use them. I don't know why, but that's besides the point. So, so I was like, what should this episode be about? What should happen? What should today's episode be about? And I almost did a different topic that I've actually been wanting to do for a while. That's what I planned for this week's episode to be. But then I was like, no. You know what the perfect episode is going to be? Something that, because I try to, every episode that I release, honestly, is completely related to something that's happened to me, like, in real life. That's just, like, the complete truth. Every episode that I've released has really been, like, something I've gone through recently or thought about a lot recently, and I'm like, you know what, let's make an episode about that. If I've recent experience with it, or I've just been thinking about it a lot, my throat is so dry, oh my god, I'm so sorry. So that's why I try to, you know, release episodes, like, periodically. It keeps me in check, with staying consistent, because I'm really, really bad at that. Like, terrible at that. And I don't know, it just helps me, like, think more, because, my gosh, my throat. Helps me think more, because then I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to make an episode about this. I should think about this more often, like, put more thought into it. So, you know, help me, help you. Helping each other out. You guys are the reason I'm still doing this, and I'm happy that I'm still here. 2021. And speaking of 2021, this is the year of absolutely not caring about anything. Especially after we just had COVID happen, we've had too much going on to be worried about other things. If there's one thing quarantine taught me, and the aftermath of quarantine, all that's taught me, you really only live once. And things do not matter as much as you think they do. I overreacted about so many things, like during COVID, pre-COVID. I cannot imagine how annoying I was. Like, looking back, because, we all have snap memories, and this is, I don't know that the age range for this podcast is, like, kind of crazy. Like, not, like, in a bad way. It's just kind of weird. Like, some of y'all are, like, older, and something, which is fine. My main demographic is, like, 18 to 22-year-olds, which is fine. That's fine. But then my next highest demographic is 23-year-olds, 27-year-olds, which is, again, it's fine. It's just, a little confusing. But, because I don't know that many 23 to 27-year-olds, if any at all. So, unless they're, like, related to me. And even then, anyways. But, we all have Snapchat, and if you use it as long as, at least I have, which is forever, at least since middle school. You like you know you get the a year ago today, and it's always a year ago today you were happy, and like now the quarantine's happened, and I was like on Snap ranting a lot during quarantine. Like looking back now, I'm like, dang, I was not stable at all. No, it was not ready. I was not stable. We was going through it. I don't know. Going through it is an exaggeration. I feel like we were all going through it during COVID. But I don't think I was like going through it. I think I had one really, really bad day. That's the only day that sticks out. The rest of them were actually pretty okay. Yeah, overall quarantine was fine. It was just like, yeah, I don't know. It was just like some tiny things. One like kind of bigger thing, but also doesn't matter thing. So, I don't know, COVID was just a lot. It was very busy, is what it was. But, I don't know. I lived. I'm alive. We got through it. And you guys are here too. And that's what matters. I had a point. But yeah, Snap just be bringing too much stuff up. I can't be looking at Snap more. Like, my Snap memories, I don't even think I have them for today. I know I do. Yeah, I was out with friends a year ago today. I'm literally so upset. I'm looking at it right now. God, I was so cringy. I would post these, but you guys should not be burdened with seeing this. But yeah, well, a year ago today, I was really happy. 2 years ago today, I was really happy. 3 years ago, four. Okay, let's stop looking at that. See, not to say I'm not happy now. I'm very happy. I'm content with how things are going. I'm alive. I know I keep saying that, but I don't know, man. But yeah, things are going well. Surprisingly well. And they're only gonna get better. There's nowhere but up from here. So yeah, let's get into the episode topic. So, like I said before, this episode's all about giving more to yourself and caring less about others. Not to say that others don't matter, but they don't matter. No, I'm just kidding. This episode's really about caring less, but why are you holding on to so much baggage? That is the question you need to ask yourself. That's the question I'm going to ask you now. Why are you holding on to so much baggage? You need to let it go. I am telling you guys now, right now, if you breathe in and breathe out and just imagine that you're breathing out all the things that don't matter. All the minuscule things that you go through every day that don't matter or won't help you in the future. If you do that, I promise you will feel so much better. I promise you that. Like, I'm not a therapist or anything, but I'm just saying, I really have to sit with myself and I really have to think, what am I holding on to? What matters to me? What is going to help me in the future and what is not going to? And some things you should care about. If you're still in high school and you're like, what's my future gonna be like? That's something that you should think about. And whatever helps you, whatever your journey is, whether that's college, trade school, gap year, no more school, military, going on the road trip, whatever that is for you, and all of those are completely valid. Whatever that is for you, what is going to help you get there? And it's the same thing that applies to anything else. What and who are you holding on to that is not going to help you in the future? Because I can assure you that there are some people in your life right now that do not matter. They do not matter. and you do not need them. You are holding on to them, and I'm telling you this now, I'm dropping some realness. You are holding on to them because you think that you need them, and you have this insecurity that is telling you that you need them in your life, and you don't. You don't. You just do not. You will find other friends, I promise you that. And even if it's family, you... I feel like there's this whole thing with family where it's like, but they're my family, I can't just abandon them. If they're treating you badly, then... I mean, of course you have to resolve it, because family, like... With friends, you can kind of, like, drop your friends, and it's, like, whatever. Like, you can cut communication off with them, but with family, it's totally completely different, because, you know, you don't see friends at cookouts all the time if you have cook... Well, obviously not now. Once you're vaccinated, go do what you want. Like, you don't see friends at cookouts all the time, or at birthday parties, or Christmas dinner, or Thanksgiving. You don't see them all the time at that. So, you know, it's really... different. It's a different situation with family than it is with friends. But if your family's treating you badly, then I mean, you gotta stick up for yourself. You shouldn't stay in a relationship or situation just because you think you should be there, or because, you know, you care a lot about the situation. You gotta just give it up. If you're holding on to something just for the sake of holding on to it, that's your sign to drop it. And further on that point, looking for a sign, don't even know. If you're looking for a sign, that's your sign. That is the sign. But anyways, back to the topic. Because I derail. I just go off sometimes. I'm literally... Anyways. But yeah, you have to really care less about things that don't matter. People that don't matter. You can't hold on to little situations that... And this is... Obviously, this is drama that's not going to benefit you, and it's drama, so it's not going to benefit you ever. Like, when you experience drama in your life, it's typically tied to the people you have in your life. It's never really a situation where it's just you and you alone. There's always someone else or something else that's involved, and you need to think, does this matter? Should I give energy to this moment? Should I give this person or this thing the energy that they want me to give them? And the answer should always be no. And I know this is coming from me, but recently I've learned not everything matters. And not everyone matters. I feel like this is coming across so mean. Nobody matters. People don't matter. Do what you want. Like, people matter. What I mean to say, when you think, this person doesn't matter, this person is not helpful, okay, I should not care about the situation, because it's not going to help me, it's not helpful, it's not going to motivate me, it's not going to move me, it's not going to give me $1,000, it's not going to do things for you that are going to help you progress in the future. And sometimes you're that person. Sometimes you're the person that people need to let go of, and sometimes you're the person that is holding someone else back. And like we said before in other episodes, which you should totally listen to, cough cough, am I the toxic one? Sometimes you are that person, and that's okay. You just need to realize it, and you need to allow that person, when they try to break off and work on themselves, you need to let them. Okay, when people are trying to leave and they have a pretty solid reason, well, honestly, if people are trying to leave, you shouldn't try to stop them. That's my whole thing. Because again, you're just giving energy to a situation that, what's it going to do for you in the end? And I read a book, well, a book. That's a stretch for what it is, but I'm not going to say what it is because that would be very embarrassing. You can put the pieces together. But, you know, when you put so much energy into... you know, like, situations that don't matter, you're just wasting time, you're basically giving yourself heartache over something that is not beneficial at all. Let's give an example, shall we? So let's say Sally and John are, you know, they're going out to get some ice cream, and this is gonna be such a stupid example. You're going out to go get some ice cream, and Sally's like, oh my god, I want chocolate, and John's like, oh my god, I want chocolate too. Oh, shockers, they only have one scoop of chocolate left. If they start fighting over that chocolate, if you're John or if you're Sally, you gotta ask yourself, does this chocolate really matter that much? And you need to think, that's how I think about it sometimes. I love all my weird analogies. You have an island, chocolate. Does this chocolate matter this much? Do I want to eat this chocolate this bad that I'm willing to fight for it? I'm willing to fight anyone for it, willing to fight the chocolate itself. Like, you have to think, what am I giving up for this chocolate? Is it really this good? Is this chocolate really this good? And this chocolate can be a person, a situation, an idea, a persona. What are you holding on to? What is your baggage? What is your chocolate? And it's gonna be white chocolate, mint chocolate chip. It's gonna be anything. Mint chocolate chip is the best, by the way. But what is your chocolate? What are you holding on to? What is burdening you? What is holding you back from becoming the best you that you can be? Because there comes a point where you're letting it happen. There comes a point where you know what's going to happen. You know this because you've probably already done it before. And at this point, you're just repeating it over and over again because you care too much. You want the chocolate too badly. You're giving too much up for this chocolate, and you shouldn't be. Because that chocolate is not going to help you in the future. It's not. Whether it's drama, a friend who you know is toxic but you just can't let go of, caring less about things like this that's just the start. You need to start realizing what you're putting your energy into and whether it's helping or not, whether it's beneficial. If you put your energy into, let's say, getting your first car, that's beneficial. Cars are really useful. They pollute the planet, but that's besides the point. You need to get from point A to B, and obviously Ubers are very expensive, and if you can't afford an Uber, you'll be walking or like using a bike, and that can be very strenuous, and you'll just get there faster in a car. So, you know, focusing on getting your first car, that is, or just any car, A-okay, you should do that. Totally focus on that. It's going to help you in the future, and you'll need it. Who knows what'll happen when you buy this car? It opens many opportunities up for you, so, you know, focus on getting that car. Focusing on drama in your life that's not going to matter in 2 years. Not beneficial. Not helpful. Don't do that. Do not do that. It's not going to help. I'm promising you guys this. When you, like I said before, and all these episodes are so repetitive, but it's really, this is all self-care and self-improvement is repetition. You got to keep drilling it in your head. You got to keep drilling it in your head. It's just like anything. Dancing, playing a sport. The more you do it, the better you get at it. The more you focus on caring less and giving more to yourself, giving more time and energy to yourself, the better you are going to feel and the better you're going to get at caring less and giving more. You're going to like the feeling, and it's going to feel good putting yourself first when you need to. In the last episode, at least I think it was the last episode, I'm pretty sure it was. And this is, yeah, putting yourself first. These two go together really, really well. But saying no is so important. It's so important. You really need to start putting yourself first and saying no. And caring less, giving more to yourself is very, it's a very big step in that entire process. You can't put yourself first if you don't care about yourself as much as you do that chocolate. If you want that chocolate bad, you're going to sacrifice everything, including yourself, to get it. But why are you going to do that? Why would you sacrifice everything for some chocolate? The chocolate, it cannot be that good, all right? I'm telling y'all. Even if it's mint chocolate chip, I love mint chocolate chip, and I know that chocolate is not good enough for me to be sacrificing everything. You either think, what is this going to do for my future? What is this going to do for my present? What is this going to do for me now? What's it going to do? And if you can't think of at least three reasons, then I don't understand. And I know for the drama one, I already know you guys have probably thought this because I just thought it in my head. But they're my friend, and you know, we've been through so much. I've known them so long. No, that's not an excuse. That's the whole thing. And, you know, I talked about this in the toxic one, and am I the toxic one? When you care about someone a lot, and they start acting in ways that are hurtful to you or to your surroundings, it's very hard for us to, you know, think this person is bad or they're doing something that is bad.
Because, you know, it's complicated by your history together. And that's okay, because it's just human nature to be confused about how you're feeling. Emotions are a lot, and they're very confusing, so I understand. But, there's always a but. You gotta realize what it is. You gotta realize why you're stopping yourself. You gotta realize this is your chocolate. Are you willing to give up other healthy relationships to eat this chocolate that's not even that good? That's probably poisoned. Are you really willing to do that? Because, I mean, if you are, that is your decision to make. And I'm not here to tell you to do anything. I'm just here to give you advice. But if you're willing to give up a healthy relationship, not poisoned chocolate, for poisoned chocolate, poison chocolate, you're gonna eat poison chocolate, really? I mean, maybe it does taste good. I mean, I guess poison doesn't have a taste, does it? I hope no one has an answer for that. I don't have an answer for it. I'm just, disclaimer. But are you gonna give up this healthy relationship that you could have with somebody else for this poison chocolate with someone who's, yeah, you've known them for a while and they've treated you well in the past, but they aren't treating you well now? And you have to remember that. Yeah, things were good in the past, but what are they now? And what would they had? What would they? What I'm trying to say. What could they have? I don't know what I'm trying to say. What could it be? Trying to like bring all these big words into it. What could it be? Okay, think about it in perspective. All right, in terms of time. If it's not great now, if you keep letting it happen, it's like, if you eat that poison chocolate, yeah, for a couple minutes, you'll be like, all right, I'm feeling all right. An hour or two later, you're going to start feeling that poison, and it's not going to feel good. You're dying. And that's what happens when you stay in relationships and situations that don't benefit you. You slowly start to lose more of yourself because you're just letting yourself go. You're giving in to these things that are not going to help you. And once you start caring less about it, and saying no to these situations and putting yourself first, you're gonna feel a lot better. And you're gonna slowly start giving yourself the antidote to the poison that you put yourself, you know, that you put inside of yourself earlier. If you choose to eat that poison chocolate, then that's, you know, it's all right. We all make decisions, and sometimes they aren't always the best. But at the end of the day, you're the only person who can give yourself that antidote. No one can get you out of the situation but yourself. And until you realize that that poison chocolate is not as good as, you know, the really pretty, amazing, golden, you know, like, I don't know, got like little gold specks on it, that chocolate. Once you give yourself that healthy relationship, you're going to realize what you didn't have before. And you're going to realize what you were going through. And once you have that realization, you're going to be like, oh, it's really embarrassing that I let this happen for so long. And that's how it's got to be sometimes. I know personally, I've learned a lot about my chocolate and my poison chocolate and what I should and shouldn't do in certain situations. And, oh my God, excuse me. Ooh, I'm going to edit that out, but Jesus. Oh, another one. I'm going to edit that out too. Jesus, I'm going to. So yeah, once you, I hope I edit that out. Once you start to realize what is your poison chocolate, you're going to start picking up on it really, really easily. Because once you can recognize it, you're going to be seeing it a lot. Because you might not know it now, but you're eating a lot of poison chocolate. You're, you know, inhaling a lot of toxins. There's a lot of, I hate to use the word toxic, but there's a lot of toxic people and situations out there. And a lot of things that can happen to you that don't need to, or they don't need to be as big as people make them out to be. But once you realize what these things are, and once you realize that they don't matter as much, you're gonna feel compelled to, you know, treat yourself better and not let these things keep happening. So once you realize, you know, what you need and what you don't need, you're gonna feel a lot better. And I promise that your poison chocolate, that chocolate might look really good, it might look perfect, it might look like the best chocolate you could ever have in the entire world, but it's not. And I know it sucks to say, but maybe that chocolate would have been better than the regular one. Maybe it's not poisoned. Maybe, no. Let's think about it like this. It is poisoned. All right, it's poisoned. Just a little bit, but enough to start killing you. You know. Maybe the other chocolate's not doesn't look that good. Maybe it's not your favorite. It's your least favorite type of chocolate. You don't like that chocolate. It's disgusting. You hate it. Maybe it's caramel because I hate caramel. But anyways, so maybe that poison chocolate is it just looks a lot more appealing. It just is more appealing. It's amazing in every way, every possible way it could be. It's appealing to you and you want it. But it's still poisoned. And once you start eating it more and more, you're going to start feeling the effects. And the longer you let that go on for, the more you're just poisoning yourself. The more you're just slowly killing yourself. And you shouldn't be letting that happen to you. You need to realize what's poisoned and what's not. And it's not as simple as, this person is a bad person. They called me this thing. They called me a slur. It's not always like that. Things are never that black and white. There's always a gray area for a lot of things. There's always a but. See what I did there? But once you, like I said, this episode title is so catchy. Once you start giving more to yourself and caring less about, you know, what other people think, what other people say, what other people will do, you'll feel a lot better. I feel a lot better just talking about this. It just makes me feel like really good because I'm like, yeah. Like, yeah, I so agree with myself. Like, I'm so annoying. Oh my goodness. So let's talk about the other aspects of giving more and caring less. So we talked a lot about, you know, situations that don't matter and people that treat you poorly and, you know, caring less about them and what they think. But the other side to this is having confidence. Giving more to yourself and caring less about what people will say and do in regards to what you say and do. If you're out here, I'm not going to be specific because I don't want to point anybody out. I had some ideas, but I'm not going to say anything. fill in the blank. All right. If you're going out in X, Y, and Z, then, you know, some people might say something. But it's up to you if you want to let that, you know, upset you or not. There are certain things that you are going to go through and certain things that people are going to say that are going to affect you. And that's just that. I know I go on TikTok a lot. TikTok. I go on TikTok a lot and like sometimes I get a little insecure because I'm like, I don't look like that or like, I don't dress like that. And it's like, yeah, I don't, but I have other qualities that people like about me and that I like about myself, which is more important. So you just have to realize, why do I care so much? Why am I letting what these people say get to me? You have to really think about that. You have to think, why am I so embarrassed to be me? I do so much for myself. I'm so important. I do so much. I'm able to do so much. And why are you letting what people think about you get you down? You shouldn't. I'm telling you now, and this is for anyone listening, everyone who's not listening, you are doing an amazing job. I don't know what you're doing. Maybe you're robbing a bank. I don't know. But whatever you're doing an amazing job. If you're robbing a bank, though, please don't listen to this because they might incriminate me along with you. I'm not an accomplice. I didn't give you any motivation. But whatever you're doing, I'm sure you're doing an amazing job at it. And I know it probably sucks to have people say certain things that make you feel bad or have people do things that put you down, but or maybe you're putting yourself down, but you gotta remember you are an amazing human being and you're doing your best and that's really all you can do. There's nothing more that you can give and there's not really any less of a care you could give. You have to just live. And that's really all this episode is about, is living your best life and not letting what people do affect it. You have to have power over yourself and you have to have power over your relationships and your environment. That chocolate got into your life somehow and you got to figure out where it came from and why you let it in the first place. Why is that poison chocolate? Why did it even leave the factory? You gotta think, why am I letting these things get to me? Why am I letting these things invade my environment and my personal space? You have to let yourself be. That's really all, period. To be or not to be? To be. Pick that one. Like, you just have to have more confidence. And even if you're not confident, you got to start somewhere. If you don't feel too great, there really is only up from here. And I learned a lot about myself in quarantine, outside of that in high school, and I changed a lot. I look a lot different now, but every change I've made has been for me. And even if it's not been for me, it is now. So that is what matters. But you just have to, especially if you're in high school now, or if you're going into high school, and this sounds like super dumb or whatever, I hate being the person that's like, here's my high school advice. But when you go into high school, don't think about what people say. And even in college, well, I feel like people don't care as much as college, really. Well, yeah. They like silently judge you. In high school, they like verbally say it to your face. But, or, you know, you can tell. But anyways, don't care what people think. What they say and what they do does not matter. You do not need them. A lot of those friends are going to be situational, and you're going to realize that. And that's okay. Some friends, I learned this from my mom. Oh, she's an awesome woman. You got to learn that there's a time and a place for everybody, and some people overstay their welcome. You can't keep eating that poison chocolate, otherwise you're the one who's going to suffer. That chocolate's just going to be chocolate still, or I guess whatever it is after you eat it. But, well, anyways. You just have to stop feeding yourself poison. You need to understand that you are you. And once you care less and give more, I can't stop me. I just can't stop. But once you give more to... Okay, I'm going to really try to stop saying that. I'm trying so hard. It's just... I really picked... Anyways. Yeah. So once you allow yourself to love yourself more... And that's really the entire goal of this podcast, is to help you love yourself more. That's the goal. I want you guys to come out of each episode learning something new and realizing, like, why am I holding on to negativity? You just need to let it go. You need to put yourself first. You need to let go of those toxic people. You need to realize if you're the toxic one or not. And you need to just let yourself live. Be who you want to be. Wear what you want to wear. Love who you want to love. Look however you want to look. You got to do what you want to do. Otherwise, you're not living your life, are you? You're living what people want you to live. And that's not healthy. You got to do what you want. And if you don't, then you kind of wasted your one life. We only get one chance at this. You can't ruin it. I'm not trying to get all deep here, but things are rough now. I know they are. I know things aren't great. But you got to keep keeping on. And the more you love yourself, the easier it's going to be. And I hope through this episode and the last episode, you guys can learn more about allowing yourself pleasure and confidence and love and acceptance, because you deserve it. No matter what you've done or will do or will be with or will see, you deserve to have happiness at least once in your life. Everyone deserves to know what it feels like so that when they feel it again, they can be overjoyed with that experience. You know, to have the memory of happiness is great on its own. Not even just feeling happiness is, you know, one thing, but like having the memory of whatever it was that made you feel great, it's freaking awesome. So you just have to realize what your, oh my gosh, you have to realize what your poisonous chocolate is. You have to understand what's killing you so slowly. What are you allowing to take you out so quickly and so easily? Because once you realize what it is and you cut that off, your life's going to be a lot easier. And I promise. And, you know, you're going to feel a lot better. I used to feel really self-conscious. I was like, I don't know if I should wear this thing or if I should do this thing. Be more confident. Do what you want to do. Like, I learned the hard way that people do not care. I started realizing, I was like, people don't care. I was like, and I don't care. If people do care, then what do I care? I look good and that's what matters. Or like, I feel good, that's what matters. Like, as long as you're doing what you love and you feel good about what you're, you know, what you love and what you're doing. I mean, don't rob banks, okay? Don't do anything like crazy. But if, I mean, I guess if you love it, if you like it, I love it. So it's good for you. I was like fidgeting earlier. I don't know if you guys heard it, but I was like moving my leg a lot. I can't stand still. I might be, I'm sitting, but yeah. So I think that's gonna be it. I feel like this episode, I feel like every episode is so short. Let's look at the episode lengths. Yeah.
It's fine though.
So yeah, I really, yeah, confidence is like the biggest thing I feel like you should have. Things are only gonna get better. And I learned really recently, like a week or two ago, I had a moment and I was like, why do I care so much? Like, and that's the moment I thought about when I thought about making this episode. I was like, that moment, I can pinpoint exactly when I stopped caring. Exactly when I realized I am more than what people's expectations of me are. I am more than what people, you know, put on to me. I shouldn't allow this perception of me to get in the way of who I actually am. And I really spent 4 years in high school trying to be someone I wasn't to fit a role that was difficult to try to, you know, get to. And I'm realizing now that that was a waste of time. And not even just because of COVID, for so many other reasons. And maybe one day I'll make an episode and it'll be like personal things. But, you know, you realize some things just don't matter that much. And you shouldn't put your identity on the line. And I did that because I'm dramatic. And I did that with a lot of things, especially over quarantine. I did that a lot. You can't put your identity and, you know, your love for yourself on the line for things that are not going to matter in a month. Okay? When school is over, a lot of things are not going to matter. And when this whole COVID business is done, which I really hope it's done by the end of this year, when it's done, a lot of things aren't going to matter anymore. And you're going to really look back and think, why did I allow this, you know, these things to bother me? Why did I allow these people to get to me? I wouldn't dwell on it too much because there's only so much you can do for your past self. You can sit and you can mope around and be like, why did I do this thing? But you can only grow. You have to grow. And I think that's the biggest part about this episode is, you know, not giving a crap about what people think and doing what you want to do and not caring about, you know, things that don't matter and people that don't matter and situations that are only going to hinder you if you continue on with them. Find your chocolate, and once you find your chocolate, keep that, like, you know, in your mind. Think about it a lot. Be like, this is my chocolate. Don't ever do this again. Don't ever do that again. Don't talk to them again. Don't do this thing again. Because once you realize what your chocolate is, you're gonna start living a lot better. You won't be inhaling poison anymore. So yeah, with that weird analogy, I guess I'm gonna bring a close to this episode. I'm actually very glad I almost didn't record because I'm, you know, insane. But you know, and every little thing bothers me. But I'm happy I recorded because this episode was very therapeutic for me. It's good to like get my feelings out, and this is a good way for me to do that. So I hope you guys all enjoyed this episode, and I hope you guys continue to stay with me as we get into our next, you know, our next month soon. It'll be the end of April. It's already like mid-April, which is insane. But yeah. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and I will see you guys next time.